The following is a paid program on AM 1220 KLBB. The views expressed do not necessarily represent the views of the station owner or management or Endurance Broadcasting, LLC.
Well, hold your papers up high. Forget all your worries.
Hello, this is Stephanie Atkins here, executive producer of Hashtag Hush Podcast. I'm also writing mentor to the Shire's Audio Drama Team, a diverse group of teenaged writers, composers, musicians, Foley artists, actors, and illustrators from the St. Croix River Valley. Episode 8, Baby Steps, takes us into a new level of podcasting as we welcome local bands to underscore our scenes. We are delighted that Colin Campbell and the Shackletons and Mr. West shared with us their amazing music. You'll hear that it adds immensely to the experience as we follow Andy and her friends to a party as they scheme to save Gracie. Welcome to Episode 8, Baby Steps.
Episodes 1 through 8 of Hashtag Hush Podcast, supported by First State Bank and Trust, offering insurance, investments, and banking services established over 100 years ago. First State Bank and Trust is a community bank with local ownership and management committed to serving its customers. Online at fsbt.com.
And by Oak Meadows Senior Living, a not-for-profit senior living community in Oakdale committed to providing excellent care, engaging activities, and a strong community for our tenants. Oak Meadows offers independent living, assisted living, and memory care living options. More at oak-meadows.org.
Support also comes from Home to Sweet Home, working with seniors and their families to handle all the details of downsizing. We offer personal move management services from organizing, sorting and packing to moving, unpacking and resettling in your new home. More at hometosweethome.com.
Thanks to Kowalski's Market for their support of Hashtag Hush Podcast. Kowalski's Markets was created out of the Kowalski family's love and passion for delicious, healthy foods, and inspired by families looking for a place where they love to shop. Recipes and other food tips can be found at kowalskis.com.
Hashtag Hush Podcast received funding from the St. Croix Valley Foundation and the Wisconsin Arts Board with funds from the state of Wisconsin.
Vega, we've been climbing up this mountain for hours now. Can't we take a break?
No, can't stop. Not till we find that Engelman spruce.
The sun's coming up. Vega!
Shut up! The camera shows Gayabi's box in a nest at the top of the tree line. Get it, then rest.
Look, if the rumors are true and the box is protected by a giant eagle, we're going to be running, not resting.
We'll be fine. Almost there. We've entered the Subalpine ecosystem.
How do you know this stuff?
I do my research.
Wait, is that it? Dang, that trunk is huge. That tree must be ancient.
Over 1,000 years old.
I am actually impressed.
Then get going and grab the box. That nest is enormous. It has to be there. Careful, Marcel.
Aw, you're concerned about me? Touched. I'll be fine, but ouch, climbing a pine tree.
It's a spruce, but get up there. The eagle may be back at any moment.
Ouch!
Hurry!
Cool! The box is wrapped in white buffalo fur.
Marcel!
But it's so soft.
Get down here.
Ah! Here comes the eagle!
Let's go! Run!
Quick! Run!
Welcome, dear listener, to this month's installment of Hush. We left Andromeda and her friends struggling to agree on how to find Gracie, Rachel's missing little sister. In the attempt to prove her words, Andromeda brings Zach, Ben, and Rachel to the caves, and they travel through the portal to another world called Toulva. On the way back, Rachel admits that she might just believe Andromeda now. And better yet, she might have a plan to help them find Gracie. Meanwhile, things become more dangerous than ever as Vega and Marcel progress in their mission of destroying more worlds. Silence makes another appearance, this time in the mind of Vega. What he wants with her is unclear, along with how he is able to communicate with her. But that is a question for another time. For now, dear listener, we visit Andromeda and Rachel as they attempt to set up a conference call with Zach and Ben.
Mr. West playing their new hit single, The Wicked Witch. We've still got half the coffee break to go, so stick around for 4 a.m. by Colin Campbell and the Shackletons here on WXYZ.
Are you sure this will work?
Ow! Sit on your own bed!
Let me hold
that! Stop it! I'll put on speakerphone, okay?
It's my phone!
Yellow?
Give me that!
Zach! Can you hear us? We're on speakerphone!
Andy, call Ben, too.
Hello?
Cool, it worked.
So what's going on?
Rachel has an idea.
A friend of mine is throwing a party.
So?
So, it's the perfect way to get out of the house with the permission from the parental unit.
Rachel, that's actually brilliant.
I know.
So who's the friend?
Are you talking about Charlotte Devine's party?
The one and only.
Great. We go to the party and use it as our alibi to go to the caves.
And on our way, we stop by Andy's
what?
House. The people who took Gracie will be dangerous. The attic will have weapons. We could just skeeter on in there and then skeeter on out.
What?
No one would notice if we skeetered.
What the heck is a skeeter?
Fine, but we have to make sure no one sees us. What time is your friend's party, Rachel?
7.
Curfew doesn't start until 9. We should be able to get to the caves before then.
I'm not sure my parents will let me go.
Then sneak out.
No, I'd get in so much trouble.
Not if they don't find out.
I understand if it's too risky.
No, I want to come. I'll figure it out.
It's okay, Zach. Knowing my parents, they'll probably have to jump out my window.
That sounds dangerous, Ben.
Yeah, I know.
His bedroom's on the first floor.
Ha!
Way to wreck my cred, dude.
Okay, so we'll meet at Charlotte's house at 7. Call if anything changes.
Oh, my dad's here.
Bye, Zach?
Okay, bye, Ben.
What? Are you hanging up?
Oops. You're such a jerk, Rachel.
Sue me.
We need to ask Deborah if we can go.
Let me handle that. Hey, Mom. Can Andy and me go to a party?
What?
There's a party at Charlotte's house.
A party? Well, it would certainly help boost morale, cheer you kids up. Her parents will be home.
Charlotte's parents are never home. You know this, Mom.
Will any of her neighbors be there?
Kid ones, probably.
Will there be any adult supervision at all?
Probably not.
This isn't the best way to get your mom to agree.
Shut it. I know what I'm doing.
Well, that settles it. Do you need to bring any snacks, drinks, movies?
You're letting us go?
Of course! It wouldn't be fair of me to go myself and not let you two go.
What?
You think I'd let you out of my sight when Gracie has been kidnapped? I bet that's the police again.
Okay, great. Great, Rachel, just great! Now your mom will be breathing down our neck.
Calm down.
You could have told her not to come.
Look, this way, she'll be too busy watching everyone else to notice we're gone. We'll just have to distract her long enough to escape.
Oh, I have a bad feeling about this.
Tolval needs to be destroyed ASAP. Why is it taking so long to figure out how to break this stupid box? Yes, this is it. The next note. Marcel, you rock. Let's see, that's an F sharp. Write that down. Oh, right. Vega's not here. Where's my pencil? It's probably buried in all this sand somewhere.
Marcel?
Oh, Vega. Do you have a pencil? And aren't you supposed to be watching that kid?
Oh, he's driving me insane.
I don't envy you. But really, pencil, before I forget this note.
It's, right behind your ear.
Oh, whoops.
Are you almost done? I swear, if I have to spend any longer with that girl.
I mean, we could just kill her. Then we wouldn't have to deal with her.
Marcel, she is a child.
We've killed lots of children, you know? Boom, boom.
Stop. We're gonna have to babysit her tonight. Violet left sensitive information in the attic at her house.
If it's so important, why didn't she bring it before?
She said she hid it, but since I met Andy and those other kids in the attic, she got worried.
Oh, hey, boss.
Marcel, how far are you?
Violet, who's with Gracie?
She's watching The Hobbit on Netflix.
What's Netflix?
Never mind.
How come me and Vega always have to deal with her?
Gracie thinks I'm kidnapped too, remember?
Oh, it's so stupid.
You spend too much time complaining. No wonder you're so slow.
For your information, I've only got 2 or 3 notes to go.
And how long will that take?
No idea.
Fine. We'll let you work.
Do I have to watch her?
Unless you want her to run off home and tell everyone about us, then yes.
Okay. Good luck, Marcel.
Huh. I don't need luck.
Vega, we need to talk.
There are so many people at this party. I didn't know Charlotte was so popular.
Ben!
And there's Zach.
Miss Deborah.
Ben. Hello, Zach. It's nice to see you here.
Yeah. You too?
Ben, look cooler. Andy, stop standing like that.
What's wrong with you?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Which one of these people is Charlotte?
Oh, I forgot. You haven't met her yet.
Charlotte is pretty famous around town. She's on the same crazy, interestingness level as your grandma.
There's only one thing that needs to be said. Glitter.
Glitter?
So much glitter.
Well, I think that's my cue to check out on the other kids. Have fun, sweeties. I'll be watching.
Now what do we do?
Now we have fun. As soon as my mom is distracted, we'll meet by the snack bar. It's right by the back door, and it's crowded.
Perfect. It'll give us cover.
What do you need cover for?
Ah! Oh, hi, Charlotte.
Ben, you're not planning a robbery, are you? We all know how the great cookie theft went wrong in seventh grade, don't we, Zach? Rachel, I'm so glad you could come. I missed you.
Hi, Char.
And you must be Andromeda?
Hi. I prefer Andy.
Really? A pity. Andromeda's associated with the stars, you know.
Well, I prefer to be associated with chocolate.
Yes. Andy's mints for the win.
Hey, it's Chris. Chris, wait up.
Chris, wait. He owes me $5.
See you later. Ben. Zach, Ben.
Fine.
You know, I think you're lucky, Andy.
Why is that?
Lucky?
The star birthmark on your neck is beautiful, and your name is so unique.
Thanks.
Hey, Rachel, I have some beads that I've been drawing on my balcony. I think putting some in your hair might help brighten your aura.
I guess?
Wonderful. I do hope we'll be friends, Andy. You seem ever so interesting.
Yeah, like an experiment at a science fair.
Come along, Rachel.
Wait! I don't know anyone here.
Vega.
What do you want?
You're becoming much more emotional lately.
What?
It's unacceptable. Do you know why I saved you?
You felt bad?
You were smart, level-headed, and most of all, cold. Your culture's disapproval of softness made you strong and a viable resource. If you lose those qualities, you're worthless to me.
Oh, you're talking about Gracie. I mean, that kid.
Yes.
Look, I don't want to kill a kid. Is that so wrong?
Please. What about her is so different?
I've destroyed worlds, not killed people.
I'd say same difference, but I think I'm beginning to catch on. It's too personal, isn't it? You've never watched someone stop breathing, not because of you.
Please, stop.
Sometimes I forget how innocent you actually are. Remember why we're doing this, Vega. We'll find out who destroyed your world.
I know.
Honor Lumi. Be stronger than your distaste for death.
Andy's your granddaughter, isn't she?
You were supposed to watch her, not talk to her.
I know, but she has a star on her neck.
Never speak of that again.
She is a candidate. She should compete in the trial.
I told you not to speak of it. I need to get back to Gracie before she realizes I'm gone. Oh, dear.
Ignore him. He's easily annoyed.
Tolva needs to be destroyed immediately. There's not enough time to move Gracie there, but I want her moved to Gayabi.
But we can't.
Vega.
Okay.
I wish it didn't have to be like this. Poor little Gracie Gerber. With your
labor, hey, what's up?
I'm worried about you.
You are? Why?
Well, this is the first time I've seen you since Gracie went missing. Are you sure you're all right?
I'm fine.
You don't have to pretend, Rachel.
Who says I'm pretending? I'm scared.
Oh, no. It's okay. It'll be okay.
What if we never find her?
Well, the police know what they're doing, don't they? That's what they're here.
The police don't have a clue what's really going on.
I don't understand. Rachel, if you know something more, you have to tell someone.
No, I can't. I lost Gracie. I have to find her myself.
It's not your fault.
Whatever. I'm going back inside.
Rachel.
Yeah?
Gracie will be okay. Don't worry.
The police will find her.
No, they won't. But I will. That's a promise.
Here we are, the Edelin Caves.
Violet, why didn't we just do this in Marie?
I think Gracie might have noticed a fairly large explosion. She thinks I've been kidnapped, remember?
Whatever. Are you ready to destroy Tulva?
Yes, hurry. I don't want to be seen here.
That's right. Your town is out there, isn't it?
Yes. And I'm pretty sure the police are still guarding the caves, so be careful. I can't be caught.
You've got a lot of secrets, Violet. One day you're gonna screw up.
Is that a threat? Quickly, the song. Play it softly, though.
Okay. Here we go.
Good.
Just good? I haven't gotten any appreciation around here.
It's done. One step closer to accomplishing the goal. Baby steps. I'm going to the attic.
I succumb to my own Socratic methods. I become so shattered.
No one should be alone at a party.
Thanks for coming back.
Ah, no problem. I just had to get my $5 back. I should have known Rachel would ditch you.
I don't understand how they're friends.
I know what you mean.
Rachel's default setting is rude, and Charlotte is so kind.
Look at them. Is Charlotte putting beads in Rachel's hair? She would never let me do that.
Yeah, Rachel hates you.
Point taken.
Oh, there you are.
Good, Zach. I'm getting nervous. I don't know how we'll get out. Deborah's been circling the crowd for almost an hour.
Andromeda.
What?
Huh?
Not you.
Oh, here, pretend like you're talking to us if you need to. We'll cover you.
We will? Why?
Because that's what friends do, Zach.
Andromeda, listen. Things have grown more urgent.
What do you want? Is this about Gracie?
Is she talking to the voice?
Another world has been destroyed.
What? Was Gracie there?
No, but Tulva has been eliminated.
No, oh no, no!
Zach, pretend you're listening to Andy's story. Act like she's talking to you.
You should hurry. I believe they intend to destroy another world soon.
I don't have time to deal with this.
Andy, Charlotte is looking at you weirdly.
Who are these people?
Hey, I think she's coming over here. Andy, stop doing your freaky mind talk thing.
It's Vega, isn't it? Who is she taking orders from? Or is she the one giving the orders? Who else is there?
Andy?
You may wish to accelerate your plans. They've moved her to Gayavi.
Are they going to kill Gracie? Andy? Charlotte! Charlotte!
We tried to warn you.
Something strange just happened.
Okay, I don't really think I can talk right now. I'm kind of busy.
But I...
Maybe later, okay?
Andy, this is important. Your aura...
I can't talk right now. Guys, I think my mom is following me.
I was wondering where you went, Rachel.
Mom, stop talking to me! I'm sorry. I meant, would you go downstairs and check in on the movie people?
Sure, honey.
Excuse me, Mrs. Gerber. Ben, Zach, come on. Move! Into the kitchen!
Excuse me. Excuse me.
Hey, what's my drink?
Sorry.
Come on, Zach, hurry.
Are you okay? After what Charlotte said, I mean. She was talking about silence, right?
Later. This is your opportunity to get out.
Oh.
Now? Here, go outside and wait for us down the street. Guys, quick, it's time to go. You ditched your mom?
Obviously. Mom went downstairs.
Okay, let's move out.
You're going somewhere?
Oh, Charlotte. I'm sorry, but I meant to find you. Thank you. It's been... lovely.
Rachel, are you going too?
Let's bring Charlotte.
What?
Absolutely not. Why not? She knows stuff that could help us.
It's okay, Rachel. I can't leave my own party.
Please don't tell my mom we're gone.
I don't like lying. Although, technically, I don't know where you're going. I'll try to make sure she doesn't see you leave.
Thanks. Okay, let's go.
We crashed and burned like incandescent flames.
Another job well done, if I do say so myself. Ready to head back, Violet?
Not quite yet. Tulva is destroyed, but I still need to run a quick errand.
Oh, right. The stuff in your attic. Isn't there a cop outside the caves, though? How are you going to get out?
I have my ways.
This granddaughter of yours. Who is she?
I have no intention of telling you anything about her. It's a mistake you ever learned she existed.
Okay, jeez. Protective much?
You have no idea.
Come on, up to the attic now!
Oh, gross. The peaches are still here.
Oh, nasty!
They look like raisins.
Zach, focus.
All right, what do we need?
Here we go. Crossbow!
Be careful, Zach!
No arrows. Guess I'll have to stick with the slingshot.
Don't break another window.
Ha ha! I'll take the crossbow. I can figure out arrows.
What a poor unfortunate flute.
What?
It's broken, see?
Ouch! Looks like it's been snapped in half.
Do we need a broken flute to find Gracie?
Sorry.
Mm. Whoa, this looks important.
What is
it? Come check it out. It's a binder.
Let me see.
What dust.
This looks like a map.
What are those red X's for?
Lumi. That's the only red X name I can make out.
Wait a second. Andy, that one over there. No, that one. It's labeled Tuva.
What? Give me that. Tuva. And there's soda.
What, like Minnesota?
No, the other world I was in before, the war zone.
Andy, your grandma must know about this.
No.
Yeah.
She has a map of worlds in her attic.
Guys, she would have told me, right?
This could be really useful for us, though.
Let's see if there's anything else.
Guys, look, this is Vega.
What?
Why is Vega in the same binder as stuff about these different worlds?
Hey, Zach, give that
come
back.
On,
probably a different Vega. Our Vega doesn't
Zach,
have anything to do with the portal or anything. She's normal.
Our Vega?
Shut up!
Look, we can talk about this girl later, but can we please go to the caves now? I want to find Gracie.
You're right. We've been here too long. A weapon. I need a weapon.
Take this frying pan.
No thanks. I'll go with the switchblade.
Oh my gosh, it's a Kopesh!
What the heck is a Kopesh? Oh my gosh!
Oh
that
my god!
Backward came
Andy,
from.
Why the heck does your grandma have a sword?
It's a Kopesh.
Ben? Be careful.
Well, all right. I got what I need. We're ready. Let's go.
Wait. Oh, my gosh.
What?
Ben, give me that broken flute.
What?
This has my mother's name on it.
Your mom played the flute?
I'm taking this with.
Okay, sentimental moment over. Let's leave.
We'll come back for the binder.
Are we really doing this?
We're really doing this.
I can't believe I'm really doing this.
Okay, let's do this.
Time is ticking down for our four friends, dear listener. Worlds are being destroyed at an accelerated rate, and Violet has moved Gracie to Gayabi, up next on the destruction list. Marcel and Vega's success in stealing Gayabi's box from the Eagle brings them that much closer to their goal. Fortunately, Rachel's plan to help her and the friends escape Deborah's watchful eye appears to be succeeding, but the foursome has put very little thought into their next steps other than securing weapons. Andy has left the binder Violet is so intent to secure. Is this a mistake? Join us next time to find out.
This is Stephanie Atkins, executive producer of Hashtag Hush Podcast. You've been listening to Episode 8, Baby Steps, an original production written, performed, and produced by students in the St. Croix Valley. A big shout out to Colin Campbell and the Shackletons for sharing their music to underscore this episode. The songs All the Goth Bands, Vapor Eyes, and 4AM come from their EP The Horizon Lines and can be downloaded on iTunes. We'd also like to thank Mr. West for allowing us to play the Wicked Witch on Rachel's Radio. Both Mr. West and Colin Campbell and the Shackletons can be found on Facebook. Hush is a production of the Shire underneath its nonprofit umbrella story arc. For more information, email me, Steph, at theshireonline.com.
Welcome to the Student Situation Room, a special edition of Hashtag Hush Podcast, as aired originally on Voices in the Valley. Inside the Student Situation Room, Director Michael Smith of Huntington Learning Center joins us each month to field questions about academics, homework, stress, and testing.
Welcome, Michael.
Hi, nice to be back.
It's nice to have you back. We're getting quite the run on these student situation rooms.
I kind of feel like I'm becoming a bit of an expert with a microphone.
We now have a website, voicesinthevalley.us.
I've just checked it out. It's very good.
Well, thank you. And there will be a tab on the website that will have the student situation rooms that people can go back and listen to all the previous ones. And, of course, anyone who listens to the podcast series Hush knows that at the end of the series, there's always a student situation room, and they can hear you that way as well, and be entertained by a very cool sci-fi story at the same time.
Well, and of course, they can come and find me at Huntington Learning Center in Stillwater, if they want to meet me in person.
They could also do that as well. I'm sure there will be a rush at the door. But with all of that in mind, this week, we have a question from a parent. So we have Brandon here from Bayport, and Brandon has a question for you, Michael.
So I have a my son, he's in first grade at Anderson Elementary in Bayport. And how can I engage him throughout the summer? And I know it's a long period off, 3 months. How can I engage him so he's continually to learn and getting prepared for the second grade?
Ooh, what a good question.
That is a good question.
I have a 17-year-old, so if you could throw that in as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's quite an interesting one because the difference in age doesn't really matter as much as you think. It doesn't matter whether we're talking about first grade or we're talking about seniors in high school. What we need to make sure, though, is that we're stopping that summer regression. So typically, experts are saying that students lose about 3 months worth of education through the summer.
Three months?
Yeah, 3 months is a lot. So what we want to make sure is that students are continuing their progress. Now, we're not talking about necessarily developing huge amounts of new learning through the summer, but making sure that they're not sliding back. And you can't do any of that without focusing on reading.
Okay.
So I really want students reading throughout the summer.
Anything they want to read?
Absolutely. So if we take a first grade student, spending time each day just working on sight words, working on continuing to develop their vocabulary, that's really critical. And then you take a senior in high school looking at developing again their comprehension for college, making sure that they are comfortable at collegiate level. Language is just as important. So whilst they're very different levels, it's exactly the same skill that we're talking about building. Now, math. You know,
oh, boy.
Absolutely. So going through first grade, it's elementary in terms of that math work. But it's exactly the same principle. If you're not using it, you tend to lose it. So much as the same as we see with juniors and seniors, if they're not using their trigonometry, they're not using their algebra, that's just the same as if they're not using their long division. So what I think is more important is some techniques for parents to make sure that they're ready to teach through the summer. Take a copy of homework sheets as you go through the year, so that you can review those through the summer. So make sure that, if we're practicing, even if it's just simple multiplication facts, then you have those resources to use over the summer. And just that little bit of time each day, just reviewing these makes a huge difference.
So really, just 5 to 10 to 15 minutes a day can make all the difference in the world.
So, you know, the time allocation, yeah, I'd love for parents to be spending even longer than that. But in reality, if you're able to spend 15 minutes a day, that would be wonderful. But then don't forget how great the world is in terms of using resources for math and for vocabulary and for reading comprehension generally. If they're going and watching a movie, make sure you're asking about who the main characters are, you know, when they go and see a movie in the summer. Make sure you're asking them about what the main idea of that movie was. And so you're testing comprehension in the same way, just in slightly less educational fashion.
So incorporating learning into your life.
Yeah. I mean, when you're at the grocery store, make an educated guess as to how much is in the shopping cart. It's a great fun thing for kids to do, but actually what you're doing is you're using estimating skills, you're using addition, you're using all sorts of different skills. But it's a fun challenge, you know, as opposed to just classroom learning. So incorporating those things into your everyday life really helps through the summer to stop that regression.
Awesome. Michael, thank you so much. Michael Smith from Huntington Learning Center. Contact steph@theshireonline.com to have your questions answered on the Student Situation Room. Or...
Well, I guess you could contact us at the center.
Exactly. So, at...
651-351-7050.
Thank you, Michael. Further tips and resources are available at huntingtonhelps.com/resources/blog. Thanks, Michael.